All right. Well, good morning, everybody out there in YouTube land. I'm going to say some things that are never very popular that always make people get very upset when you talk about things like this. But I'll be honest with you, it needs to be said. And, God's men are to give sobering truths to people. They're to give the sobering truth about life, about death, about this world to come, about the world to come, about the state and souls, right? About all of those things. And, we're not to sugarcoat it with things of pleasantries, but we're to tell the truth about things. I think it's important to be sensitive. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be. But sobering truth is so necessary today. And it's overlooked for emotional appeals and pleas, right? And I'm telling you what, I know full well that YouTube censors my stuff. I know full well that they keep it so I that a lot of people don't see my stuff. I'm telling you, I've seen it. They've been throttling me for stinking a year now. I watch it how it happens, but whatever. That's life. That's the way it goes. And I understand that because they hate the truth, and Satan hates the truth, and Satan hates men that preach the truth. And I realize this is early morning for some people, and they're not on there yet, and all that stuff. But I want you to understand some things about this Supreme Court justice that a lot of people won't tell you. All these people are like celebrating her life and saying, "Oh, she achieved such great things." These people were avowed enemies of this woman. They pretended to be, right? They pretend to be avowed enemies, but then when somebody dies, and I understand there's supposed to be some deportment when somebody dies, I get it. But I sure can't figure out how people can just lie. How they can just lie about this. You got all these people that say rest in peace, and the things that I want to show you something that I can never understand this mentality or the lack of urgency. Right? I can never understand it. Here it is right here, right? Here's a thread right here. And this is what I said on it. I said, "Death makes people so dishonest. A most wicked woman died, and people will no doubt try to put her in heaven." She met the judge of all the earth. Right? She met the judge of all the earth. And he always does right. And then, of course, people say, "Yep, if she didn't trust in the saving power of Jesus, she'll be judged for her sin and wickedness. She'll have a lot to answer for." There is absolutely zero proof that an avowed Antichrist, baby murdering, wicked woman trusted Christ as her savior. But so many Christians live this absolutely foolish fairy tale nonsense that, well, maybe, just maybe, as she was gasping for her last breath, she turned to Jesus. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. There's no evidence for that, period. And that's why I said, here we go. Because that's what people do. Well, how do you know she didn't do that? Well, I know because I have common sense. She was a pro-abortion, pro-late-term abortion, pro-feminist, pro-feminazi, wicked woman that used her gender to get where she was at, to push and promote feminism and promote everything that God hated. But what happens is you become the enemy when you say things like that. You become the enemy when you say things as a Christian should and just tell the truth about it. That woman went to a devil's hell. She died hating God. She died hating the roles of a husband and a wife. She died hating the God of the Bible. She absolutely died hating. That's who she is. That's who she was. And I don't get any joy out of it, but I'm not going to lie about it either. I'm not going to act like this woman was something great. How can God's people even do that? Oh, she was iconic. Yeah, so was Jezebel. Jezebel was iconic too for being a God-hating witch. That's the truth. The truth is that she met, when she died, she met the God of all the earth. Or she met the God, the judge of all the earth. That's who she met. And that judge, that judge wasn't impressed with her feminism, wasn't impressed with her views on abortion, wasn't impressed with her lifestyle, what she achieved as a woman. Because quite honestly, what she achieved as a woman was to hurt. It was to hurt women. How did she hurt women? Well, very simple. She taught them to rebel against God. She was an absolute example of rebellion against God. That's who she was. She taught women that they didn't have to obey the God of the Bible, that they could come out of their order that God put them in. Right? That's what she taught women. (Clears throat) You know, there are more lies told at funerals than any place ever. And there are more lies and eulogies than any place ever. Says here, on January 7, 2019, the court announced she would miss oral arguments for that day. Born in 1933 in Brooklyn, New York, Young Ruth's early influence was her mother, who instilled in her daughter the value of education and dignity. She taught me, Ginsburg said, be someone who holds fast her convictions and her self-respect, someone who is a good teacher and doesn't snap back in anger. My mother was first in her large family to be born here in 1903. See, the truth is that these women hate the skin that they're in. And her whole goal in life was unisex. Her whole goal in life, she says it, her whole goal was to make one sex out of man and woman. That there would be no distinction, there would be no preferences, there would be no differences in man and woman. So what is that? That's Antichrist. That's what that is. It's Antichrist. Her personal experiences collided with monumental social change in the 60s while teaching at Rutgers. Ginsburg feared losing her non-tenured position when she became pregnant, so she wore large clothing to hide it. One of the first cases she helped litigate involved teachers forced to give up their jobs when they become pregnant. Because God forbid, there used to be an example here that pregnant women would go home and have a baby. Instead of have a baby between their job. Right? Instead of squeeze in maternity and go back to regular life, they would actually have to be mothers. But she had to fight against that, right? Fight against motherhood. I had the great fortune of being alive and a lawyer in the late 60s, said Ginsburg, when for the first time in the history of the country it became possible to urge before courts successfully that society would benefit enormously if women were regarded as people equal in stature to men. So what is she saying? I did my best to destroy the sexes. That's what she's saying. She was a feminist, and she wanted to destroy the sexes. That was her whole goal. To make no distinction between the two. And they've won. That's why women are treated more like cheap pieces of meat now and nobody cares. They're just treated like guys. That's why men at work have to walk around with limp wrists now and can't be real men because they're afraid they're gonna offend women. See, I'm going to teach the truth. I'm going to teach my daughters that this is one of the most wicked women that ever lived. And the only thing the notorious RBG is notorious for was being a God-hating feminist that broke down every barrier of truth that was in society and changed it. She was an agent of change. And while women in America will laud that, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell my daughters the truth. That she destroyed the sexes. She destroyed the distinction of being a woman. And she made women be nothing more than female men. That's what she did. That's exactly what she did. So she didn't get her job at the New York law firm or a top judicial clerkship, so she went into teaching and found a new calling. Those experiences, along with others, really galvanized her interest in women's rights litigation. Yep. I'll tell you flat out, I'm one of those guys that believe that one of the worst things that ever happened in America was women's right to vote. It's one of the worst things that ever happened. Because without women's right to vote, there'd have been no abortion. There you go. Feared losing her non-tenured position when she became pregnant, so she wore large clothing to hide it. Nobody said the Jesuits don't control everything. This video is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Try to stay on topic, will you? Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye. Go take your comments somewhere else. I've already taught on the Jesuits, and I already understand how it works. You know, it's amazing to me how people can't focus on one thought today. They can't follow, like, one line of thinking down there. U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg participates in a discussion at Georgetown, right? I had a great fortune to be alive and a lawyer in the 1960s. With the help of her students, Ginsburg argued six cases before the Supreme Court in the 1970s, winning five of them before an all-made group that included her future benchmates, William Rehnquist, Harry Blackmun, and John Paul Stevens. Her strategy was to take a measured approach. See, Ruth Bader Ginsburg used incrementalism to get what she wanted. No sudden changes, but slow incremental changes in order to get what she wanted in the Supreme Court and in the country, in the cases that she argued. Look what it says here. Ginsburg also tried to expand the 14th Amendment's traditional ban on racial discrimination to gender and to show the effect stereotyping had on limiting opportunities for women. Racial discrimination was immediately perceived as evil, odious, and intolerable. What really happened? What she's not willing to do is accept the curse. That's what she's saying. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. See, she's not willing to accept the curse. She's not willing to accept God's judgment. To be subjected to sinful men. See, God always wanted women to be in subjection to their husbands. But after the fall of man, they would be in subjection. After the fall of man, they would be in subjection to a sinful man. They would suffer injustices in this world. Hi, Susan. Hope you're doing well. They would suffer injustices in this world. But they couldn't have that. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg does what? She fights against that. We will use social justice to fight against that. So she used the courts to erase the distinction of the sexes. So I'm not going to laud somebody's life who is in direct rebellion to God. Their whole life was direct rebellion to God. And then you got all these people saying, well, just maybe, just maybe. She trusted Christ the last second of her life. You don't like my shirt? The fact that I wore it yesterday? I did wear it yesterday. Go back under your bridge, troll. Bye-bye now. I have psycho-charismatic people that follow me around and, like, really hate the fact that I... You know why? By the way, can I show you something? Can I illustrate the absolute Jezebel spirit? The person that just trolled me is probably the same guy that tried to get me cut off of Facebook, off of YouTube before. He's a man, and I use that loosely, that could never look me in my eye as a man. He is too much of a coward to look me in my eye as a man. Can't do it. So what do? They troll. Because he sits out in Texas, Jonathan does, and his buddy, his other crazy charismatic friend in Atlanta, Georgia, that's known for stalking people, they won't look me in my God-given eyes. They wouldn't dare do it. So they troll online. Why? Well, look what they're fighting. Do you notice it? Look what they're fighting. That's the Jezebel spirit that God's called me to war against. That's what spirit they have. That's why those little limp-wristed men come on here and set up fake accounts and do that. That's why they do that. Because they're limp-wristed charismatics that could never look me in my face. That's who they are. Right? Mr. Love? Right, Mr. Jonathan? Anyway. Race discrimination was perceived as evil, odious, and intolerable, Ginsburg said during her 1993 confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court. By the way, I have no problem using clickbait if somebody will hear the gospel and get saved by the grace of God. Peter, you ignore them. I'll do what I want. It's my channel. Nobody tells me what to do here. I do it. The Lord Jesus Christ tells me what to do. But men don't tell me what to do. If you want to tell me what to do, you can go on too. I don't let people tell me what to do when it's mine. This is where God called me to minister. You go to your page and you go do what you want to do. I'll do what I'm doing right here and I'll keep doing what I'm doing. That's the way it goes. And I do what Jehu did with that Jezebel spirit. I drive furiously straight through it. It's just the way it is. I don't care if you don't like it. You don't have to listen if you don't like it. I got a problem with somebody trying to tell me what to do. Definitely. Race discrimination was immediately perceived as evil, odious, and intolerable, Ginsburg said during her 1993 confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court. But the response I got when I talked about sex discrimination was, what are you talking about? Women are treated ever so much better than men. I was talking to the audience. I was talking to an audience that thought I was somehow critical about the way they treated their wives and their daughters. Peter, I'm a street preacher. I don't get taken too far off my topic. I'm able to process two thoughts. I can go like this and get right back on it. I've been doing it for years. Among the cases, she argued Weinberger versus Weisenfeld, in which a father wanted to stay home and take care of his young son after his wife had died suddenly in childbirth. Social Security would not pay the benefits for the man, even though he had the situation been reversed. The woman would receive money based on the man's salary. The thinking was husbands earned the money, the wife took care of the house and family. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously for the father. See how that works? See, I'm telling you, there's always opposition when you come after that Jezebel spirit. And I think it's hilarious that it's the charismatics and those other men that have to come in there and they got to poke the bear. And the reason why they have to do it, see, it's not off topic, Peter. What you have to understand is it's right on topic. It's just I know the topic. I get it. I understand what it is. I know what that spirit is. It didn't take me off of anything. I know exactly why they hate it. I know why they hate that. I understand that that's what it is. They don't take me off nothing. It's the same spirit. And they don't like it. I'm telling you. I know what God called me to do. And this feminist Jezebel spirit, I'm telling you, it is just tricky and sneaky as a devil. Because that's what it is. And it just takes men that'll stand up and say, you know what? No, I know what that is. I know exactly what it is. I know why you're doing it. I know why the opposition is there. I know why the fake accounts come up. I know the things they say. It's all the same. It hasn't taken me off the topic at all. It's exactly the same spirit. And they hate it when you challenge it. They absolutely hate it. And they got to manifest from their mom's basement. They have to come up from their mom's basement and they have to defend the Jezebel situation. They got to defend Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They have to. You don't understand. See, I know it's demonic and they have to do it. I've been around enough preaching on the streets that I know when somebody can't help it, they got to manifest. When I went out on the street and preached in Minneapolis last, what had to manifest? Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They had to. I didn't even talk about race. I didn't even talk about color. I didn't even talk about any of that stuff. But what had to happen? They had to manifest. It has to happen. The thinking was that husbands earned the money, the wife took care of the house and family. Well, yes, that's the way it's supposed to be. The husband is supposed to be the breadwinner and the provider. Not in Ruth Bader Ginsburg's world. Oh, no. Got to change that. Got to change that. What kind of barbaric man are you anyway to think that your wife should be home taking care of children, raising a godly seed? What kind of barbarian monkey knuckle dragon man are you anyway to believe that? You got to be a knuckle dragger to believe that. You know how many men I've had and pastors turn on me because of that doctrine of keepers at home? You know how many men turned on me? How many times I got stuck because of that? Because their wives were actually running their houses. Not guiding the home, but running the husband. And the husband wasn't living up to his responsibility. But that careful approach and her belief that courts need to be educated had its critics. Some feminists believe differences in the sexes in many cases should allow for preferred treatment for women instead of a pure gender-neutral lens. See, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what did she want? Gender neutrality. That's what she wanted. That's what she pushed. And that's what she got. And you have pastors like Greg Lockett on there and saying, oh, prayers for her family tonight and prayers for everybody. Let's put politics aside. This has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with the Word of God. It has everything to do with God's order. And that most pastors have stopped fighting for it. They don't preach it anymore. They don't warn about it anymore. They don't want to talk about it anymore. And it's one of the foundational reasons why our homes are in such a bad shape. Why Christian homes, why churches are so weak. It is one of the main reasons. It is why our churches, our homes, our country is so absolutely weak today because of feminist women like that. I know there are people who think those cases didn't go far enough, said Schlanger, and the theories of equality that say men and women should be treated basically without much distinction by the law is not everyone's favorite approach to equality. But that's not a view held by more radical gender activists. That was very likely to succeed, and her approach did succeed. You see what she did? It exceeded. It succeeded. Her approach succeeded. Her incremental change and her gender Baphomet gender equality succeeded. Ruth Bader Ginsburg worked. And Cryptor 27, you're right. Most men feel the church has become feminized. I'm sure they do. And some of them are so hypnotized by it, they don't even know it. There are people who think those cases didn't go far enough. But see, she did succeed. She was able to fundamentally change the way the courts look at the gender roles. So, does God see her as a success? No. She was a failed woman that did not live up to her place as a woman. She was in complete rebellion to God her entire life. She completely rebelled against the God of the Bible. She lived a life of absolute rebellion to God. And rebels go to hell. And that's where she went. She went to hell. She hated the God of the Bible. Do you get these people hate the skin that they're in? They tried to change every barrier that God put up for their protection. They changed it. That's what they did. And I don't want to wait till Monday to talk about it, to be honest with you. I just want to get it out right now. 13 years later, President Clinton chose her to fill the Supreme Court seat, retiring Justice Byron White, citing not only her experience, but her big heart. Really? Because you look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg and you think she had a big heart? I look at her as more like Darth Vader. I want to ask you a question. Do you want to teach your daughters to grow up to emulate that? Let's say that she was pro-life even. Do you want your daughters to grow up to be that? Do you want that for your daughters? I have 5 daughters. I do not want my daughters to grow up to be that. I don't want her to grow up to be a judge, period. I don't want any of my daughters to grow up like that. I don't want my daughters to grow up to be a pro-life justice. I don't want my daughters to grow up like that. Even if they had different political persuasions than her. I don't want my daughters to grow up to be a feminist. Why? That's not who God made. That's not God, who God made them to be. This is who God made women to be. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That's who God says a woman is to be. So when I raise my 5 daughters, I'm raising them not to be blasphemy. I'm raising my daughters not to blaspheme God. Right? Not to be blasphemy in person. See, she was a blasphemy to God. Do you understand that? Her whole life blasphemed the God of the Bible. Her whole life did. What a terrible thing to gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Th- Think about that. She rose to one of the most influential positions in all the world, and God calls it blasphemy. God calls it an abomination before him. It's blasphemy. Think about that for a second. All of these people, I want you to understand something. All of these people are lauding what God hates.
This is a Fox.
Do you understand that? All these people are lauding what the God of the Bible absolutely 100% hates. See that? I mean, look at this. Why would you cry over someone you don't even stink and know? Because of what she represented. Antichrist. Right? But look, the whole world lauds this woman. Right? The whole world lauds something that God hates. Do you get that? Even Christians, people that profess to be Christians, think about it. It's all over. All these people gathering. Everything that God said was blasphemy is what she stood for. Right? All of it. There you go. Right? What God hates, the world loves. And most people are too afraid. They're too afraid to tell you the truth of it. Most pastors, most people, they don't want to even touch that. They don't want to touch it. It's just it. They don't want to. But those moms that work hard to take care of their children, to love their husbands, to be there, they're compared to women like this. Think about that, too. Absolutely. So anyway, there you see it. There you see what she stood for and that nobody wants to tell the truth about it. Right? Nobody wants to really get... Why? Because it's digging down in the dirt. Nobody wants to do it. It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant to tell the truth about things like that. Right? They don't want to. Scott, I didn't know I was enjoying the death of the wicked. I didn't rejoice about anything. I'm just not going to lie about it. I'm not rejoicing that she's dead. You never heard me say one time I'm glad that she's dead. I never said that at all, not once. You didn't hear one thing, one time me say anything about that in this entire broadcast that I was rejoicing at her death. I'm just telling the truth about it. I'm telling the truth about her life. Well, I can't control what everybody says in a thread, Scott. So you ought to be more direct with your comments. It shouldn't be celebrated. Nobody should be celebrating the wickedness of that woman. No one should be, but many will. Right? But the truth is that Chris Scalia says that his Justice Scalia didn't let views affect my friendship. You know what? I don't have God haters as friends. See, that's the difference with the world and us. I don't have God haters as friends. Right? I don't have people that are avowed abortionist, feminist. Yeah, I don't think they want to be my friend. I don't think so. Scott, my security is Jesus Christ. That's who my security is. You just ought to be honest. By the way, your feminist is showing, Scott. Scott S., your Jezebel showing. Scott's Jezebel is showing there. That's what that is, by the way. That's why they come on here and have to defend that narrative like that. That's why they have to do that. They can't, I'm telling you, these people, they can't help it. They have to manifest and they have to find some way to defend against what I'm talking about. You gotta understand that. They got to do that. They can't help it. That's what they have to do. they have to manifest like that. I just did away with them. No time for it. Not worth it. He's gone. Anyway, so she met the judge of all the earth. You know what? Doesn't matter who you are. You could be a preacher. Doesn't matter who you are. If you're not saved by the grace of God, you'll die and go to a devil's hell. God will look at all my works the same way as anybody else's if I trusted in those to get me to heaven. But it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. It is the gospel that saves. That is how men are saved, by grace, through faith, and that not of themselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained, that we should walk in them. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're religious, if you're a pastor, it doesn't matter who, you need to be born again by the Spirit of God. You need to have Christ in your heart. But what I'm saying is that this lady was an avowed antichrist wicked woman. And she died and went to hell because she rejected Christ. And her whole life was blasphemy. Her whole life blasphemed God. Her whole life was designed to be against what the Bible stands for. Do you understand that? That's what her whole life was set up for. That's what she did. You can't get around that, folks. It's what it is. That's the way that she lived her life. And that's the way that she died. And I'm not happy about that. But I'm not going to lie about it either. All right. Anyway, that was just an extra today. So, I got to get to work. I got a lot of work to do. So, I got to go. But I had it on my heart last night to talk about it because I already knew what people were going to do. I already knew the direction they were going to take it because I've experienced it before. Sometimes I don't have it exactly planned, man. I just do impromptu. I didn't know what time I was going to do it. My advice to you would be don't let your babies grow up to be like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Don't let them grow up to be like that. Teach your daughters the purpose of their life. To give God glory. And to be the lady that God created them to be. That's what they need to be. She was an absolute failure in the eyes of God. And a rebel. Anyway, have a good day.